Listen to Norm each Dallas Mavericks game day. You could win great seats to that night's game from Star Power Home Theater. It's 8:40 on the ticket. It's Monday morning with the Musers. Coming up at 8:55, we'll talk about the big event on NBC last night, the 40th anniversary show, Saturday Night Live. What an epic it was. We were just talking about 50 Shades of Grey in the last segment, the other big entertainment event over the weekend. And let's open the door and welcome into the studio one of our ticket brethren. You can hear him every afternoon from 3 to 7 on the Hard Line. It's the godfather of the little ticket, Mike Reiner. Hey, Rhines, how are you?
Doing well, Junior. Giorgio.
Rhines, good to see you.
Good to see you, boys.
So what you got for us this morning?
Well, I began to see that there was a, shall we say, opportunity.
Okay.
For a competing product with the aforementioned 50 Shades of Grey. Mm-hmm. So I took it upon myself to write my own erotic novel.
What's that called?
50 Shades of Grey Wolf.
Oh.
Written by yours truly.
Mm-hmm. That's quite an undertaking to write a novel like that.
This will be sold as an ebook and as a Kindle.
Okay.
And I don't know what those are, but
it's going to be sold
but
as.
For those like me who grew up when I did, the book will also be available on clay tablets and obelisks.
Very small market for that.
So is this fiction? Is this fiction or is this like your personal stories?
And I'm getting to that, Giorgio.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's mostly fiction.
Mostly.
Yes. I play a dashing billionaire named Rhineston Gray in the book. And I take a younger college-age girl as my personal lover.
Okay, interesting.
For reproductive reasons.
Okay.
So I can make babies.
That seems to go against your rules of dating in your own demographic.
I know, Giorgio. But there are all manner of erotic interludes that I find will be entertaining to the marketplace.
Okay.
Like me slamming her into a china cabinet.
Oh, no.
Well, man, this is that old
violent
BDSM thing that it's kind of getting popular these days.
I guess, yes, because of the book and movie.
You know, it's the way people show love these days.
Mm-hmm. Some.
Other scenes include me forcing her down a garbage chute, cracking a picnic table over her back, sending her sailing off the Golden Gate Bridge, and duct taping her to a shark. You know?
That just sounds disturbing.
Erotic things.
More
women
than
are
erotic.
Women find the sort of controlling male, which Rhineston Gray is in this book, as being very attractive. So in the book, I choose all her clothing. I prepare all her food, do all her car maintenance, do all her laundry in a timely fashion. You know, a lot of controlling stuff like that.
Sounds like 50 Shades of Grey Wolf might even be more controversial than 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, that's what we're going for here. I mean, that's what we're going for.
Is that what everyone's saying about it?
And I also do some regular relationship type stuff in here, like using a cue ball to keep her from going to the bathroom.
What? And regular?
And stuff like that.
That's just really weird, right?
I believe you boys will find arousing and sexually pleasing to your reproductive areas. The scene in the book in which I digitally manipulate Corby's Graffenberg spot to a surprising aquatic conclusion.
You write Corby into the book.
Oh, yeah. Of course. He's my partner.
For some reason, I think I want to skip that chapter of you two doing that.
I think you're going to take a lot of
flack. Well, you're going to skip
this.
Right over that to the Benoit balls with Jake?
I may skip that, too.
I'm not sure what those are.
Or what about TC? He's in the book, too.
Oh, dear.
Doing what?
Using a chainsaw with a cucumber on the end of it. But I want to make this clear.
Okay.
That this is not new. I've been incorporating whips and chains into my recent petty theft shows.
You have?
Yeah. In fact, our bass player Harrison does the whole show on a Sibian machine.
Saw you guys recently.
If you know what Harrison looks like.
I don't remember that, but
I don't see you boys too much. How are things going?
Oh, hey, good. Going
yeah,
good.
Going great.
You work in the morning, so you don't see me, but about 2/3 of our radio shows I've been doing in a machine mask.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
And when the zippers close, my participation is generally underwhelming.
Not radio friendly.
No, but 50 Shades of Grey Wolf will be out on Oblisk in the fall.
In the fall.
Kindle in the winter.
Okay.
Odd release. Well,
good luck with it all.
All right.
Mike.
Bye, boys.
We had some outstanding entertainment on last night on NBC, the greatness of SNL.